Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. And we have an unusual rainy day in San Diego, and I'm thrilled to have as my guest this morning Laura Cote, who is the Manager of Human Resources for SANDAG. And Laura, can you kind of unpack what SANDAG is?
Oh, sure. SANDAG stands for the San Diego Association of Governments, and we are a regional planning agency here led by a board of directors that consists of all of our mayors or council members of the 18 cities in the county. We also have representatives from the regional border areas, including Mexico and the counties that surround us. We also are centered around a mission that, in a partnership with our managers and staff, our mission is to implement strategies to improve the quality of life in the region. It's a very big mission, and as you can imagine, we work with a number of stakeholders all across San Diego to make this happen.
And in the pre-show, we were talking about, I asked you what the population of San Diego is, and you said 3 million. And of course, I'm thinking of 3 million humans, but when you add in the environmental impact, which you all are working on, that includes the fish and the plants and the...
Oh, absolutely, and the habitats, absolutely. And that is a big area for us that we're working on. We also get involved with sand replenishment on the beaches. So we're working with our coastal towns for that as well. But we are, I should say, blessed. Some of us would call it that. Some of us would call it a big challenge. But as a region, San Diego will be the very first to tackle the new climate legislation that did come from the governor, SB 375. So we're working on that as the very first region in our long-range planning.
Wow. It's just wonderful to know that there are people in government like yourself who are thinking about the long-term impacts. You know, the people who get all the publicity are the quite often the politicians who go for sound bites and have to look at short-term polls. But it's wonderful to know that there's a group of really dedicated professionals who are thinking about these issues, not only for the human lives, but also for all of the earth that we impact in this region. So I'm just, you know, speaking as a wind, I'm blown away by all that you do. So can you tell us how you first heard about the Path Elements Profile?
And, absolutely.
You're using it in SANDAG, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
Great. Well, absolutely. One of my staff, Melissa Kaufelt, first heard of your work when she attended a workshop at University of California, San Diego, UCSD here. My team is very active in the community, both at the business level as well as the HR level, and one of our charges is to bring back any ideas, any concepts that they hear that may be applicable to our environment. And she first heard of Path Elements through a colleague of hers working at WD-40. We understood that their senior leadership took on Path Elements, and so we were intrigued and followed up to hear more.
So you took it yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Marcia took it also?
Yes, we took it. The HR team here, as I imagine a lot of HR folks are like this, we kind of use ourselves as an initial test bed. And we have taken probably just about every personality tool you can think of under the sun. And when my group took this, it was very different. We actually, it stuck. We had a lot of energy around it. And we liked the ideas around PEP. They were just so easy to understand. So we first took it, and then we invited a select few of staff that generally love to take these kinds of things with us. And so slowly we began to see how the concepts could be applied.
And what is your personal profile?
I am a wind fire. Yes, and it's a very high wind fire up in the 70s.
Higher than mine.
Oh, gosh, I couldn't believe it. But it made sense, you know, for someone who's taken everything from the EQ world to the DISC world and MBTI. Everything did make sense, but what was so different is the way it's packaged and how people can understand the concepts. So yeah, it was a very neat experience. You know, when we discussed the results amongst the HR team, we knew that we needed to get you into our agency. So that's when we called you up out of the blue and said, hey, we'd love for you to come and talk to our leadership forum.
So you were working with a very diverse group of people.
We are.
It's a combination of engineers and environmentalists, binational people.
Yep.
So when PET became integrated into the team, what did you see happen?
I think what we saw happen, now, bear in mind, we have introduced other tools to our organization in the past, but what we noticed that's very different here is that there is a common language that people could get behind. And it was simple and very visual. When you think about the four elements, what we immediately noticed for those who took the PATH elements is that you would show up at a team and you'd be meeting and someone would say, you know what, I have to get into my earth mode, or I'm going to wind you for a moment. And so that's what we saw initially, was really the language around it and the nice way of introducing kind of a way to depersonalize someone's wanting to talk about something but not wanting it to come across as offensive, or you know, they really were looking for a way to talk to their colleagues.
And with you personally, once you discovered that you were a windfire, how did it impact your understanding of your own leadership style?
Well, it finally made sense, I think. You know, what was more interesting to me is how my team really looked at it, and we have quite a few winds on the HR team and a very strong earth on our team, but not really a lot of waters as a primary element. And one would think that an HR team would have a lot of waters, very diplomatic and very harmonious. But then we started digging in further and realized that a couple of us have very high waters, just not our primary element.
Mm-hmm.
But it made sense. Aha, that's why you act that way.
Has it helped deflect any conflicts or potential conflicts, or has it helped you, this is a two-part question here, in your own planning to think about the elements in kind of a new way?
I would say it has certainly been of interest when we're thinking about people that we're supporting. I would say it has certainly helped me personally as a leader to understand what my tendencies are. I did know about them and have a pretty strong insight into what my own challenges are, but this is giving me an avenue to communicate that with the folks that I work with. So when we all have the same language,
uh-huh,
and I talk about what I, you know, particular interests of mine or an angle I'm taking on a business concept, if I can set it up as if I'm a wind or a fire, I think that helps the other person know where I'm coming from. So as a leader, it's helped me be more effective because I can set the stage for why I'm going down a certain path.
Did you think about, was there any vulnerability you felt about it, expressing your challenges?
Not at all. I think that's no, maybe that's the wind fire. But you know, one of the your question I think is very poignant, because what I have found is that many of the staff also feel that it's not as difficult to share when they're using language like this.
Mm-hmm. I need to know if I need to get on the 405.
Yep. Uh-oh, I think someone's in the background, probably Shelley, monitoring the call. They're on the way to train an interpreter who's going to be taking the PATH for Teens to Cambodia, so she's,
oh my goodness,
monitoring the call on a rainy...
Sorry about that. Sorry,
Shelley.
Buddy. I'll go on mute here. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. We are in motion. The wind team is in motion. I love that you use the word support those that you serve, because I think as a wind fire, many times we think they should be following us.
Mm-hmm.
And so to have a servant leader's heart is amazing and a real blessing.
Yeah, it's been interesting because we do have quite a few wins here at the organization, and when you think about what we do and all of the number of stakeholders that we work with across the region, it's a skill that I think a lot of us have, but we also recognize we love to talk. So it is important to understand that challenge and really come to terms with it when you need to.
Do you think that your HR team is unusual in having so many wins?
That's a really good question. Yes, I do, although I think our team is a little unusual anyways. You know, when we approach our work, it's very much in line of support. Our managers are the stars of the show.
Mm.
And in our philosophy, and whatever we need to do to help them be successful, we do that. And even when enduring times of conflict, we're in the support role, and we're not there at the table necessarily. We're coaching and we're mentoring. That's really a primary role of ours.
Wow.
That our managers can do what they do. We get out of their way.
And wins can do that.
They can. I can, I promise.
Now, how many people in the organization have now taken their Path Elements profile?
Wow. We have about 200 employees, and about three-fourths of them have now taken it.
Wow.
So it is a culture, piece of our culture now, and you can tell we have teams that have pictures of fire outside of their cubicles and pictures of the earth and wind. So if that tells you something, I don't know what does.
You know, in one of the tools that I want to introduce is the decision matrix, and I'm thinking about you with your environmental approach, that if someone draws a quadrant on a page and then puts the little symbol for a square for earth, a circle for water, three wavy lines for wind, and a triangle for fire, that whenever a major initiative is approached, that the people in charge make sure that every quadrant is addressed, so that the earth gets addressed in terms of the details and, you know, the data, and then the water gets addressed in terms of the relationships, the people that are going to need to move this forward. The wind is usually the initiator of change, winds and fires, and then the fire is what are the drill down, you know, the bullet point, immediate tasks that we need to stay on and keep burning in order to make this happen. So I think that I know that we're working with you on a deeper level, taking this deeper, and, you know, I just feel so blessed to have you working with us and growing this as we move forward. Is there anything you would like to say to anyone listening who might be contemplating this as a team tool?
Oh, sure. You know, based on the experiences we've had here at Sandag, I have nothing but very positive things to say about what we've seen. And I think for all of the personality assessments and the tools that are out there, we are very familiar with them, and I have seen nothing take off like this one. And so at least from our perspective, we would highly encourage and recommend Path Elements for those organizations that are interested in enhancing their communication and the understanding across employee teams, also understanding stakeholders and customers as well. So we've had fun with it and look forward to doing more things with it as we continue to learn about the tool.
Well, Laura Cote, thank you so much for your time today, and I sleep better at night knowing that you all are working on the region.
Well, thank you very much. Pleasure.
All right, Wind Fires Unite, and thank you once again. Have a wonderful day.
Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.